You're listening to Mornings with Bruce Allen.
The morning show is hilarious.
Right here on Texas46Radio.com.
Three buttons, four buttons. How many do you have to push? Well, we all know that Howard doesn't drink coffee this early in the morning now. So that's pretty cool. Howard should have some more coffee.
I do drink coffee, but just not this early in the morning.
Oh, my gosh. Today, my friends, we have the king of swamp music. Grammy-nominated singer-songwriter, family man. It's Slim Bob Pierce. How are you, sir?
Good, Bruce. Good to be here.
Good deal. You know what? I always have to have the applause. As I tell my guests that aren't wearing cans, this canned applause that you hear right now.
Thank you.
No charge to my guests, so that's really pretty cool. And, of course, the ensemble would not be complete without our good buddy Howard Juergen. Howard, how are you?
Good morning, Bruce.
Good. You get applause as well. You can hear that at a later date and just listen to it over and over and over.
They say it's dead people in that applause, though.
Yeah, you know, it's they're putting those hands together and they're having a good old time. You guys, lots of records, songs, shows, and everything under your belt. Now you can say you've been here, and you can just kind of put that off your bucket list.
That's
as well.
We made it now.
You made the big time, kids. thank you so much for coming to the studio.
Thank you for having me.
And it's I think it's going to be a lot of fun. You guys are going to do a couple of live tunes for us, and I love the groove listening to y'all stuff.
Oh,
so looking forward to hearing some of this live stuff. And okay. Family man here. What do you got in regards to a wife, kids?
I got a wife, Lauren. Yeah, I got a daughter who's 41 now, living out in California.
Okay,
and four grandkids out there.
Yeah, my goodness.
Yeah. No, oldest one's 22, and the youngest is 16.
Okay, were they down for Easter?
Nope, they don't. They haven't made their way to Texas yet.
Okay, it's a good distance.
It is.
It's a good distance there. That's very cool. How old were you, got, man?
Well, I have my wife Cindy, who's a New Braunfels girl.
Okay, cool.
And born and raised here, and then I have a daughter and two grandkids as well.
Nice.
Out in, okay. Other parts of the country, out in Arizona. Granddaughter just turned 17 the other day.
Oh my gosh!
Yes, it's quite terrifying.
It goes by rather quickly.
Yes,
it does.
Yes, it does.
We'll talk about the main group here in a little bit, but let's go with Stump Grinder days.
Uh-huh.
What groups were you involved with back then?
Well, I had a band in California called the Beer Dogs. DAWGS.
Of course.
And, which kind of led me to the Slim Bob BAWB thing. So, we played out there. I had that band for 20 years. We played five nights a week and got into the Sacramento Area Music Hall of Fame.
Okay.
So,
very, very cool. That's
that was my main thing. Before that, I played in a bunch of country bands and
okay.
that kind of stuff.
So, you do. You play a lot of different instruments. What's your specialty? What's your main go to?
Well, you know, I'm actually pretty good on a lot of things. I'm not great on anything, so I play
jack of all trades, master of most.
Probably pretty good on the mandolin and the guitar.
Okay,
and,
okay. But you're a great slide guitar player too. So
thank you.
So that's so Howard, you're right there. What's your a little bit of band history for you?
I played with some guys here in town for quite a few years, called Interview and Hat Trick. And
weren't they on MTV? Is that the
they band? Were on one of them was yeah. on MTV. Interview was.
Were you on that video?
Basement
tapes or whatever that was?
Yes,
spandex.
Yes, I am.
Spandex.
No, they're not spandex.
Yeah, they were
parachute pants.
the MC Hammers. MC
no,
Hammer pants.
I had those. I didn't wear them in the video. They're quite comfortable, by the way.
Oh, they are comfortable. I had a pair myself, but I don't know what could have happened to them. You never know. I could probably not be wearing them today.
Yeah.
At any point, while I sit behind here, probably could. Why not?
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, that's true. Tommy Thompson and Dennis Peake, and you know all those guys that do the Phantom 46 thing they're used to. We played for many years together in long-haired rock and roll bands.
Yeah,
you know, and
back in the day. So you guys are both holding your axes here. I think an axe is such a neat word for a sure. for a guitar or an instrument like that. And we were talking about, I said the first thing that came to mind to me was steampunk. And for those of you that aren't familiar with what steampunk is, Howard, we won't go there.
All right.
But,
I didn't know what it was.
It's its own culture. And we're talking about the movie Wild Wild West with Will Smith. And then where it's just, everything is like weirdly manufactured and stuff like yeah. that, where you make things just out of crap yeah. and parts to old cars, airplanes, and just whatever you want to do to put something together. Yeah. And that is a great example.
Yeah.
And is that a resonator?
Resonator. Yeah.
Okay. So that's what that would be for those of you at home watching on video there. And those of you watching at home, and I'm talking about later when you see the full length video. And obviously, oh no, actually, you'll see it on the Facebook Live thing as well. So that is very cool. That's right. And yeah. Howard, your little mandolin thing there. Tell me about that thing.
This is actually Bob's, and he lets me play it every once in a while. Okay. He says, don't get it too greasy.
It's a privilege.
And don't break it. It's a mandolin, and it's covered in gator skin.
Okay.
Well, it's not actually a real gator skin, because that'd be unethical.
Nobody has to know.
It might be baby seal skin, but I'm not sure what it is.
But it all the ridges and stuff along the...
Yeah,
the
it's side about one of the coolest things.
Yeah, the fella in Austin made that for me, named Kevin Mitchell.
Okay.
Guitar player, and he made that rap. I asked him to do like a Waylon Jennings type of thing that he had on his Telecaster back in the day.
Okay. Underneath, it's really
yeah.
ugly.
So. Yeah, you got to cover it up.
Yeah.
So it is really cool, and that's going to be.
It actually sounds better because it kind of takes some of the harshness out of it too.
Yeah. Well, it's going to sound. It's going to sound. If they sound great, I just heard you jamming yeah. on it a little while ago, and both of them sound awesome. And I'm going to jump around here a little bit. Just yeah. things that come to mind, necessarily off script. Tattoos for you?
Yeah, I've got a couple.
Okay. I was just.
I can't show you because it's radio.
Yeah, I know. And if you haven't seen Howard, he looks so good on radio right now. So, I'll start with you. What influence do you have? Is there a significant? I can't think of the right word. I'm at a loss for word now. That you have one on for a particular reason.
Oh,
what is that? What is that called? My wife is here. She'd say it's. This, but inspiration.
Okay.
Inspiration.
There we go.
I just really wanted a tattoo, and I wanted something that meant something to me. So I got one on my arm there. It's a piano keys.
Okay.
With a dagger cross, and you got the fire, and then the ice up the top. I call it my Jerry Lee Lewis tattoo. He said, if I'm going to hell, I'm going to hell playing the piano.
There,
so
you got it.
That's for
okay.
Kind of it.
Okay, cool. And then we talked about it on the local lick show.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I joked about obviously. Was there any more room for one?
Not much. Your
most recent are the ones on your fingers. Your most
yeah,
recent.
Yeah, they're kind of like robot okay. hands.
And it's
Earl.
it's kind of steampunk.
It is, you know. It really is.
It is.
And you know, you would be...
That's
you,
the latest one there, Earl, my dog.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And you know what? Have you ever been on Pinterest?
No, I haven't.
Okay, so if you go to Pinterest, and you know, you could be actually a Pinterest tattoo poster child.
I could be a model?
You could be... Because people look for inspiration,
uh-huh.
and they see... You don't know how many people go there and look... I've gone there once, going like shoulder tattoos or musical tattoos, and how much stuff comes up from there, and you would be surprised, even for yourself, Howard, how many people would go, that is such a cool tattoo. I want to have something kind of like that,
mm-hmm.
and use you guys as an inspiration for their tattoo.
It can be that's a lot of pressure. Now.
That is a lot of pressure, and I don't mean to put it on you, but yes, I did. So
I'm gonna
Bob
do it.
Can handle it. I don't know that.
But
I
can. Think they're cool. And
I'm gonna do it. I'm
so you, so what were your? Okay, so what?
The first one was the flaming basketball because I played basketball until I was in leagues until I was 50.
Okay.
Yeah, I played in. High school, I was all Northern California.
Well, you're a tall you're a tall dude.
Yeah, I'm six. Well, I'm a 6'2" now.
Okay. Well, as we get older, we shrink a little bit, but so that's really cool. So we'll
shrunk.
Yeah.
So he has.
Shrunk, so.
So we just keep that to our ourselves.
Sports was never my forte, so.
So let's talk about the current lineup. First of all. Where did the there has to be the extra as Mike Taylor was talking, the extra chromosome or the extra gene that you have to come up with these names for songs for a band. So where did the fabulous Stump Grinders? How did that originate?
Yeah. Well, I actually had I had property out in Cedar Creek, Texas, down near Bastrop, and had 25 acres, and I was clearing the I had a 2 mile trail around the property that I used to jog on and stuff.
Okay.
Take my dogs on. So I had to clear that out, and there was a bunch of stumps left, and there was about 100. I actually counted.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So I rented a stump grinder, and I did that, and for one whole week, and it just wore me out.
I mean,
because those things are just...
Oh, I know.
Yeah. So anyway, at some point I took a break and I thought, man, how about a band called Hillbilly Fellini and the Fabulous Stump Grinders? I just, that name just came to me, Hillbilly Fellini. I thought it was a great, funny name.
Yeah.
And so I imagined this band that played Cajun music and they wore Mexican wrestling masks. So, and kind of the thing that kind of tied it all back was my parents met at a wrestling match.
Okay.
Back in 1955. So.
Wow.
So that kind of brought it back to me.
Okay. Okay.
So I just took that from there.
So now the, I was trying to think of some great questions to ask that weren't the typical questions. And, you know, if you're going to ask this question, it's not typical because you don't see a band typically wearing masks when they're playing. So do y'all do kind of a tribute to that band?
Yes, we wear the wrestling mask.
It's in my contract. I have to carry my mask with me at all times.
And people actually ask for that song. Oh, put on the mask. Put on the mask. You know.
that is so awesome. Did they ever say, Nacho Libre? They ever do that thing to you?
All the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Howard's going someplace here now. I don't know where he's going.
Mask.
Oh, okay. So we'll let Howard.
I'm not putting it on.
Just gonna there it is.
Nacho
I'll put
Libre.
Mine on. I'll put mine on if you want.
Nacho
there it
Libre.
Is.
See?
There it is.
Yeah. All you folks on the radio, see that? I'm holding it up to the microphone right there. There you go.
He's talking to himself. But
I have to carry that with me at all times or I'll get fined.
Yeah.
That's
kinda
good.
Kind of like James Brown. Yeah. You know, you don't wear the mask, $5, bam.
Oh,
yeah, bam. Yeah. $5.
That's good. Yeah. A little extra coin on the side there.
You got to.
That's cool. Okay, you guys play, like I say, play a lot of places, and you're a lot of staples to a lot of places. Oma's Secret Garden. Did y'all play?
Yes.
There, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Well, Bob found me.
A lot, yeah.
Thank goodness. That just sitting on the side of the road just is not enough.
Yeah.
He's got
I know. You're right.
So Oma's left.
Yeah.
And just this past couple of weeks or whatever, Oma's is renewed.
Back. Yeah, yeah.
And where is this?
They opened up Sunday doing a soft opening, I saw.
Okay.
Down at the pavilion at Rock and R.
Okay.
Paul and Tracy and them getting their stuff going again, man. I'm so glad. Love those
so is
guys.
That is that where they're going to be able to do it from there? Or for now?
I would hope so. Yeah,
because it's a great setting.
Well, you know, I think you can put Oma Greens in San Antonio or anything.
And it's even you're even closer to the water, hearing the rushing waves going through and the beer cans chugging and. A little bit of everything. So that's great. Have y'all scheduled to be playing there?
No, not
yet.
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
It'll be time. Yeah. But it was just the first weekend.
Yeah.
So was that a surprise for everybody, or was everybody knew they were coming and going, like, because when I first heard that they were going to close, I mean, it was like you heard it, then they were done. And then, now it's kind of like, they're going to open. And then the next week, and there they go. They got something else. Is that kind of how it worked?
I guess.
As far as we know, we don't know.
Well, hopefully you guys will get to, I mean, people always will come in to see y'all, and y'all are always at Green.
Yeah.
Playing next to the bar.
I've been doing the last Sunday there for about 6 years now.
Okay.
Each month.
That is awesome. And it's always a good crowd.
Well, there are tons of places in Green there to go. I
mean, yeah.
You know, the snack bar, River Snack Bar.
River House, yeah.
Yeah.
You play out in that little opening area out there.
And it kind of doesn't really matter where you go in Green. You can hear something from somewhere on the outside.
You bet.
And you're kind of like, well, ooh, that sounds pretty cool. I think I'll go in here for a while. And then kind of.
No, that's great.
Kind of go wherever. Yeah. Those of you just tuning in, and I know everybody's been listening since 10. We're listening to much needed intelligent conversation here on Texas46Radio.com with the Slim Bob Pierce and Howard Yergin.
When does that start,
though? It starts at 11.
Oh, okay. Yeah, right after we're gone.
We're ready to laugh. So tell me, what is swamp music exactly?
What? It's kind of a bit of Cajun and blues and Zydeco mixed together.
Yeah. That's just it in a nutshell.
Yeah.
Fun music.
Yeah.
Okay. It is fun. And people love it because it's... How often do you hear it around here besides you guys? How often?
I don't think there's anybody doing what we're doing right now. So it kind of...
You kind of have your niche.
You kind of carved a little niche, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That is cool. Your current lineup is?
You're looking at 2/3 of it right here. Okay. And then Ron Sherrod on drums.
Okay. How'd y'all find Ron?
Ron and I played together in a band called the Texas Sapphires back in 2006 and 7.
Okay.
And I was playing Pell Steel with them, and Ron drummed on and off. And then...
He drummed.
He started playing with me in
Oxford Dictionary version
in 2010 or 11 for a couple years.
Okay,
and then he got a hip injury, so he left and he came back about a year and a half ago after our last drummer James Curry,
right,
Gatorbait, died.
Yeah,
so we brought him back. And.
And based on the videos I've seen, haven't had a chance to see you guys live.
Yeah.
With the current lineup.
Yeah.
But he seems to fit right on in.
Oh yeah.
He's doesn't miss a beat.
Great.
He's got
guy.
That.
To say.
New Orleans kind of.
Yeah.
Groove going on.
He's got a llama.
Oh yeah. Plus he has a llama too.
He has a llama.
Well, was that the deciding factor?
Oh yeah. To push it over the top right there. Mm.
Well, he has three of them. So
he's got three. One of them's bad. One of them's a bad llama.
Oh.
That's, bad llama. I just want to say that.
Well, you had your chance, and the show goes on here. I like how phrases kind of go together. Wile E. Coyote, super genius, and Grammy nominated.
Oh, that sounds good.
That sounds good, doesn't it?
Nice, yeah.
Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you.
And how does that work? Do they come up to you like Publishers Clearinghouse, knock on the door with a thing that says you've been nominated, and then you start crying and then things like that, and then hand you a flower?
It's nothing like that.
It was kind of like that. But no, what you got to do is you have to join the academy.
Sure.
You know, which is $100 a year, so you join that, and then twice per year you can submit. Songs and albums for Grammy consideration.
Okay. So,
and they have a 300-person panel that goes through them, and we got picked as one of 159 in the Americana album category.
Good.
So,
and that was for which album?
That was for Ain't My Monkey. Should I do that too?
I'm here. Yeah, you can do it in front of this one here. See, there we go.
Right. See, there's there. An original one. That's one of the newer ones. It's oh, got yeah. the Grammy sticker on it.
Got a little Grammy sticker on it.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Do I have the official?
Yes,
oh,
you
I
do.
Right? Is it? I do. Those are my.
That's we
my
put gift. It everywhere. We
that's
put
my
that,
gift swag there.
We put that thing on everywhere. I mean, it's on. I may get that tattooed somewhere.
Why not?
Yeah.
You have a part of your cheek there that's kind of clear, so put that right there. Oh, look, honey.
He didn't like the one that said Grammy loser.
So, yeah.
You know, that's, yeah. You know,
that can go on the other side.
That would seem much better, the Grammy nominee.
Number 159.
There you go. Hey, it doesn't matter. You were,
no, it doesn't matter.
You know, I was nominated from one of the music charts this past year
right.
for Internet DJ of the Year.
Oh,
I was
nice.
One of the top 10
yeah.
deals there. And obviously, I didn't make the top five, but it doesn't yeah. matter.
Right.
You put that sticker on an album, or you put Grammy nominated, or whatever it is nominated.
Yeah.
It's always a nice little thing to put on something, and people see that there, and it's just another little feather in your cap, and show it gets how many more fans do you gain
right.
just off of something like that?
Yeah.
You know,
at least three. I think we got three of
at least three at a time.
Hoping, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that was good. That was that was great. Well, congrats again
thank,
on
thank
that
you.
Deal right
thank
there.
Let's we're going to try again this year too. We're going to send in the new one. So
okay.
we'll see what happens.
I think it's going to be that's going to be great. If you don't get it off the music, you'll certainly get it off the artwork.
Yeah, Howard did all that.
I don't yeah. get it. Yeah. You'll get it on both. The songs are fantastic. I think they're. Talent. I mean, it's just the talent. It's weird, you know. You look when you feel the feeling in this room. The amount of talent that has been in the studio and that's in there now and that's coming in the future. It's going to be a legacy in this room. Well, I've never would have thought that would have happened.
Yeah.
But it's really cool, and I'm glad you guys get to be a part of it.
Oh,
I appreciate
you,
Bruce.
Thanks
for having us.
You bet.
Us too. Yeah.
I'm not a big sports fan or anything, but just a Spurs fan?
Yeah. Well, I'm a Sacramento Kings fan first, then the Spurs.
But, okay.
But the Kings are out by January, usually. So then I...
So you got to have a substitute.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, how about you, Howard?
I'm a Spurs fan. Yeah.
Spurs fan. You go to? Have you all gone to any games this year? Or last year?
No. I went in 2006 or seven.
Yeah, it's been a while.
And I saw the Kings play the Spurs. And
okay.
The Spurs whooped up on them, and I was the only Kings fan jumping up and yelling. And that was back in my drinking days. Let's just leave it at that.
Okay. All right. That's fair enough. All right. When I Facebook stalk my guests, or if I have to try to find some new things to talk about, depending upon what app I look at or whatever, I can comb down pretty quick, and it came across books. And there are only two books there, and it says see all, but I just needed a couple.
I think that's all I have on there.
Okay, well then that's
all
false advertising. The see all wants you to. That's clickbait,
right?
I would say. I had to laugh. I really had to laugh, and I laughed even more because of something that was on one of my news feeds today. But the two books that you have listed on your thing, if you can even remember.
I have no idea what's on there. No.
And The Wettest County in the World.
Oh, yeah.
And Loose Balls.
Oh, yeah. Right,
so
Loose Balls.
I didn't see the picture of the book or anything. I'm going like, oh, my gosh, The Wettest County in the World and Loose Balls. What a combination
that,
of books to have.
That doesn't sound good back to back like that.
Nobody said it like that. But when you look at it, the Loose Balls one is obviously based on a basketball story.
Yeah, it's the story of the ABA.
Okay.
The, you know, back in the 60s and 70s before they merged with the NBA.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's always a good storyline behind there. And then, of course, the wettest county in the world.
Was
I have no idea. You'd have to go back.
Was a bootleg story.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so there you go.
Yeah.
So there we go. See, there's always a good answer behind there. And, Howard, you got it.
Yeah.
What do you got there, buddy?
I'm still learning to read. Mm-hmm. And a friend of mine actually brought
gave him some kids' books
to me and Bob and signed them. I went to high school with this pretty girl, Abby Johnson. Pedro and the Sailor and Pedro and the Mexican Jumping Bean. So we're,
there we go. Let me see that here.
I'm still working on reading those. There's some big words.
Those are good. You see, I'll show those of you watching at home. there. You're not watching at home right now. This part is not live, but we'll set those right there. So the thing that made me laugh this morning, and I've got a weird sense of humor, but one of the news stories that came through was, we're talking about books, and it says, sorry, I did this the last time to somebody, and I thought it was funny, and they didn't quite think it was quite as funny, but there's a book about which animals fart. Did you?
I'm going to say all.
Grizzly bears, dogs, and even cockroaches fart. Does It Fart is a new illustrated book out today. This is the kind of stuff that makes the news, but I thought it kind of appropriate to talk about it when I saw the books thing.
I wanted to kind of get talking about farts.
Yeah. And kind of get a reaction there, which I got the deer in the headlights, kind of a slim grin out of it. So it has come to my conclusion that this is now, I'm two for two of the, what does that have to do with anything that we're talking about today? But it really doesn't, but it did sit about the books. As my wife would say, can we move along? So we'll do that.
That was a segue is what you're saying right there.
A segue?
Yes.
I farted.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Howard. Okay. Excuse all right. You guys are going to do some live tunes for us here in just a second. Let's talk about your records real quick. Your songwriting process, mm-hmm. What does it involve?
It kind of has to hit me over the head, really. I kind of jot down like song titles, and then I can usually make a story from that once that gets going.
Okay.
But I don't write a lot anymore. I've been writing, because this is my 21st album.
Yeah.
This last one, so I got a pretty good catalog.
Right.
So yeah, I'm kind of running out of stuff to write about because I don't want to write my Girl Done Gone songs.
Well, for those of you that are going to be first familiar now with Slim Bob's music, you've got are all your albums available on iTunes or whatever? Or
I think they all are. Yeah. Well, at least the last 10 or 12, so.
Okay,
yeah.
So what would they all be under, titled? I mean, in regards, would it say Slim Bob?
Yeah, they'd be under Slim Bob, and then I have a couple from the Beer Dogs from my old band.
Okay, yeah. Okay. That is cool. And you also...
B-A-W-B, just want to get that
D-A-W-G.
B. Oh, Beer Dogs, D-A-W-B.
Oh, yeah.
It's Slim Bob is B-A-W-B.
It's got the A-W in the middle there.
Pedro.
Now it's all confusing.
Very good. It's working. It's working.
Part, yeah.
So, Abby, thanks for those books for Howard. It has shown some progress. We're all pretty pleased. We're all pretty pleased with that.
Two good pictures in it, too, though.
I know. Very well illustrated. You like those picture books.
Oh, yeah.
2011. You had a CD of the month at Radio Free Texas, and I told Kara Miller that I would be chatting with you this morning, and I said I would give her a shout-out. So, hey, Kara.
Kara is a sweetheart, yeah. She really helped get me going out here, first started playing me.
Okay.
When I moved out in 2006.
Okay. So, if she comes down, I think she comes down every once in a while for the geezer.
Geezer Fest.
Mm-hmm. Okay, y'all play that or not play that? I don't. We have
in the past. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. So, do you see her when she comes down for that?
Yeah.
Thing? Uh-huh. Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. I've got to catch her when she comes down the next time. All right. So let's see here. We're going to play some live music, as I've said. Let's real quick, before we go into that, let's talk about the two CDs that I've had, The mm-hmm. Ain't My Monkey.
Yeah.
Love the CD. Love the tunes.
Yeah, thank you.
How did this one all transpire?
I just had that. My wife came home from work and said, this isn't my circus, this isn't my monkey. She was having problems at work, and I thought, that's a great title. So
yeah,
wrote that up, and once that was down, then Howard had a couple songs, and I had a couple tunes that I started to co-write with people. So it kind of just came together real fast.
Okay. It's a great album, great artwork too, by the
Thank
way.
You. Thank you.
Thanks, Bruce.
And let's talk about this one here. This is your latest one called Rooster. Do I feel like David Letterman here? It's a rooster right here, folks.
Yeah.
Great artwork once again, and great music on it as well. I think we've decided that before we have you guys do one live, we're going to do the studio version of Second Line Fever. Tell me about that tune.
Well, that one actually I wrote after James Curry died.
Yes.
Gator Bait.
Yes.
So the last verse is kind of a tribute to him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's also on the album.
Okay.
Toward the end, he's kind of threw his voice in there.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. So that's what we're gonna do. You're listening to Bruce Allen and Howard Juergen and Slim Bob Pierce here on Texas46Radio.com. They're gonna do a couple of live tunes, and we're gonna hit Facebook Live. But you're going to hear Second Line Fever here first. Right here, right now. I'll be right back.
Second Line Fever. Make me a true believer. Play it slow when I go. Second Line Fever. We all got to go. Take me out with a second line. We all gotta go sometime. Take me out with a second line. Marie Laveau was a voodoo queen. Lived a life somewhere in between. Light and dark and black and white. An apparition in the night. Voodoo spell with a gree-gree sack. Watch yourself, don't turn your back. Haunt your dreams, steal your soul. Wake up now, it's Marie Laveau. Second Line Fever. Make me a true believer. Play it slow when I go. Second Line Fever. We all gotta go sometime. Take me out with a second line. We all gotta go sometime. Take me out with a second line. The devil man from Algiers. Big old horns and bright pink ears. Hunting couples on the street. Not a man you wanna meet. And life will pass before your eyes. Cabaret death is your surprise. Bringing on your biggest fears. The devil man from Algiers. Second Line Fever. Make me a true believer. Play it slow when I go. Second Line Fever. We all gotta go sometime. Take me out with a second line. We all gotta go sometime. Take me out with a second line. Jimmy was my old friend. Played his music until the end. Lived his life just like he died. See a Jimmy on the other side.
Oh my gosh, the song was over. We're too busy talking. So we are back on the air again with Slim Bob and Howard. Sorry, we get to talking, and then I swear the song still had another minute left to go into it, but it's
kind of a short song.
It surprised me. Yeah, it's only 3 minutes and 2 seconds, by the way, in case you're keeping
track. We're trying to get the radio airplay, that's why.
Well, see, and it worked, didn't it?
You know, not like,
really.
Not like you are my...
We love you. You're like playing us.
You're on my sunshine.
Yeah.
So.
Man.
Okay, you guys are going to play a couple of live tunes for us here. Yeah. And pretty excited to hear that. So what are you going to play first?
We thought we'd play a little gospel song that my buddy Steve Judice and I wrote. He's from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. He co-wrote 4 songs on the album with me,
okay,
including the title cut. And this one he kind of finished up after the flooding in Baton Rouge.
Okay.
A couple years ago.
That sounds good.
So it's called Build the Foundation.
That sounds it sounds like a great tune.
Can we play it?
Fire away, guys.
Gonna build the foundation, gonna build the foundation, gonna build the foundation, gonna build the foundation before the sun go down, gonna sing hallelujah, gonna sing hallelujah, gonna sing hallelujah, no work for the devil gonna bring me down, gonna build the foundation, gonna build the foundation, gonna build the foundation, gonna build the foundation for the sun go down, gonna pray for my brothers, gonna pray for my sisters, gonna pray for God's children, cause the Lord said prayer, gonna keep us free, gonna build the foundation, gonna build the foundation, gonna build the foundation, gonna build the foundation for the sun go down. The foundation, gonna build the foundation, gonna build the foundation for the sun go down, gonna build the foundation, gonna build the foundation, gonna build the foundation, gonna build the foundation for the sun go down, gonna build the foundation for the sun go down.
Great. Oh, everybody, yes. Saved. Everybody. Man, that was good. I love that.
Except that guy over there.
And he's that guy looking through the window out there by the pool out there. That was awesome, man. And is that
That's on Rooster.
That's on Rooster. That's on the new one. And so what other can you top that one with today?
We thought we'd do Rained on Rooster.
Okay.
Which is kind of the last song written I had like 11 songs on there, and I was watching a basketball game. I was watching the Sacramento Kings lose, and announcer said, "Man, that guy's mad. He's acting like a rained-on rooster." I thought, oh, "What a great title!" Yeah, so
it just comes. That's how they come to
you. This is one of
those
tunes that I actually wrote really, really quickly.
Okay.
Well, you know, it just has one chord.
Okay.
We recorded it
live, just like with one mic, like we are here.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
okay.
We had the kick and the cymbal on top of the snare drum kind of sound, and just
some of the best songs happen that way.
That was fun.
And that's that sounds awesome. Let's go ahead and fire away.
Don't live your life like a rained on rooster. Live your life like a rained on rooster. Live your life like a rained on rooster. No. Don't live your life like a rained on rooster. Live your life like a rained on rooster. Live your life like a rained on rooster. No. We all got some pain. We all know some strife. Trying to get by in this crazy world. Goes your way, nothing going right. Holding on each day, searching for some light. Don't live your life like a rained on rooster. Live your life like a rained on rooster. Live your life like a rained on rooster. Now, don't live your life like a rained on rooster. Live your life like a rained on rooster. Live your life like a rained on rooster. Now. No one knows your name alone in a crowd. Trying to keep your faith in this crazy world.
Hold your head up high, trying to stay proud. Life just passes by, trying to keep you down. Live your life like a rain on loose. Live your life like a rain on loose. Live your life like a rain on loose. No. Don't live your life like a rain on loose. Live your life like a rain on loose. Live your life like a rain on loose. Friends in this crazy world. Some will make you laugh, some will make you cry. Makes it all worthwhile, always by your side. Don't live your life like a rained on rooster. Live your life like a rained on rooster. Live your life like a rained on rooster. No.
And you know, you said it's only one chord.
Yeah.
Any of the average folk,
yeah,
would have no idea. Yeah, because you're you're doing a lot of melodic stuff through there.
Yeah,
but it's just
a little bit.
No, but it's just all it's. I don't know how to even say it. You know, you would have never expected it to sound. You know, when I think of a one chord song, I'm going like, oh, this is it's going to be a one chord song, and it's kind of going like, no, it's not. And it was great. That was fantastic.
You. Well, it kind of tries to go somewhere.
And the harp accompaniment there was mighty fine too, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, it was. Where can we talked about iTunes, but any place else they can find y'all's music?
CD Baby and on slimbob.com, BAWB.
And the really some of the best places to get it is going to be at a live show.
That'd be the best place.
And if you're lucky enough, they'll probably even sign it for you.
Showing up.
Sure enough.
I haven't got to the writing part yet.
Well, I know. We're still, you know, maybe Abby has a book that has a handwriting technique in it as well.
Right.
That would be good. So, okay. So at least for half the show, we were listening to Intelligent Conversation with, I'm just kidding. It's been a great show. I want to thank my special guest, Slim Bob and Howard Juergen from the fabulous Stump Grinders for joining me on the show this morning. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Bruce, for having us.
And show's coming up. Anything coming up soon?
Wednesdays we play at McAdoo's, Howard and I.
Okay.
Out in the patio, 5:30, 8:30.
Okay.
And Friday we're at Ino's in Wimberley.
Okay.
Saturday we're at Brookshire Brothers out in Canyon Lake with Ron, with the whole band.
Okay.
And Sunday, Howard and I are going to be in the Woodlands, Texas, at the Woodlands Waterway Arts Festival.
Okay. It's a nice little drive out that way.
Yeah.
It's always a lot
That's
of folk.
A cool place out there. Yeah.
Always a lot of folk out there.
Yeah.
The Woodlands.
That's what's this week.
Very good. So you guys get a chance to see these guys in concert somewhere.
There's
it's always a great setting, and you'll always get a great show. And this was just a snippet of what you'll expect from these guys. They never cease to amaze the listening audience, including myself. So thanks again, guys.
All right.
And we will be right back.